Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in 1. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Gosh, mother F. I don't even know how to do. Usually Jacob sets up the camera, so.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Hey. Hey, guys, it's Lucas. I guess welcome back to the Bro Show. As you can see, if you're watching this, Jacob's not here. If you're listening, it's just me. He's late. So I figured, what the fuck? Like, I'm not going to sit around and just lounge without doing anything. I'm just going to start the podcast. Let's get our asses up and work. As Kim K said, get your ass up and work. So that's what I'm going to do. Jacob, I guess, doesn't want to. This has been a thing for a while. He's always late to the pod because I don't even know why. I wish I had a reason. But he always says, I'm working on something. Or also he takes like some sort of like marine biology course online that he's always doing homework for, which I honestly was on board for. But then like if it's going to butt into the podcast, I can't. What I don't get is we schedule the podcast beforehand, so he could just make it so it doesn't butt into the podcast schedule. Oh, there he is.
Wait, what are you doing down here?
I just started the podcast.
We just
were
eating chicken sandwiches upstairs, and then you came down here.
I just started the podcast.
Why are you filming?
I just figured I would start it, because, yeah.
We just were eating chicken sandwiches, and then you went downstairs and said you had to take a shit, so I let you take a shit for 10 minutes, and now you're filming the podcast.
Yeah, because I'm exposing the truth.
What's the truth?
That you're always late because of your dumbass marine biology classes.
I care about the ocean. I want to keep the ocean
no
clean.
No fucking shit. We all do. Why do you think I have no straws in my house?
I feel like you just don't care about climate change is the thing.
Yeah, I do. Like a lot.
You must not.
Whatever. Like I got glass straws and everything, so shut the fuck up.
There's no climate change outlook in your house. Why haven't you posted a photo on Instagram saying, don't use straws? You don't. I've watched your YouTube videos. You never mentioned
I actually have
change.
Mentioned it in my videos before. Because people have actually...
I actually have. This is our pretend, but when have you mentioned
glasses? I actually have. Because back... Okay, you know how the whole straw thing is kind of over? Kind of flopped?
We need to talk about this for a moment. I think it's 100% good to care about things, but I think... If you're going to, like, care about it, then actually care about it. Like, so, those people saying, like, I'm, like, ending straws, but then we're still using straws. And I know we aren't the politicians, so we can't really do that much.
I mean, I guess it did help. We have to give them credit. Like, the whole era of, I bet you a bunch of households across the world, they have reusable straws now. So, it did do its job.
I guess I am just being a
so
pure,
it was obviously
dumb, but yeah, that's true.
It did its job. We aren't going to keep talking about it, though. You know, like, the trend of talking about it's over.
Because I guess, yeah, there's a lot of muddle straws.
But I did actually mention it in a fucking video, back to our fake fight. Yes, I did, because I remember back in the era when straws were all of the rage, I would always, in my videos, if you watch my channel, I always have a little straw coffee, and people were coming for me saying... why are you using plastic straws? And I said, you guys, this is a reusable straw. So I did mention it once.
Okay, I'm glad. Because
people are coming for me in the comments.
You're a better person than me, because I even though I came for you for climate change, I think we should all care about the climate, but like I don't even know if I've mentioned it, so...
I mention it a lot in my channel.
I feel like that happens sometimes. You come for people, but then you realize, like, oh, like, I haven't even done it.
I know. But welcome back. This title isn't fake. We wanted to stage a Jerry Springer-type fight. I think we kind of flopped. It didn't go as hard as I wanted, but...
What happened when I was gone? I was taking a while.
I don't know. I was picturing, like, trashy, like, VH1 reunion fight, but we didn't really get to that level, but it's fine. But it is true... This is goodbye for now?
And there's only one reason why. One person tweeted the bro show Twitter and said, can you give your opinion on the Will Smith, Chris Rock slap? Lucas FaceTimed me that day and I was like, I like having a podcast, but I just don't have an opinion about it. Like, yeah. Why do I have to give my opinion?
And everyone was pressuring us to give our opinion on the Will Smith slap. And we were just like, I don't know what to say.
So then I was like, I have nothing else to talk about, though, except the Will Smith slap. So then it's like...
Then we realize, like, I'm
stuck in a hole.
Are we even meant to have a podcast? If we don't want to cover the Will Smith, Chris Rock slap, why do we even have the bro show? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so that scenario is fake. But when we were talking about stopping the podcast, we did mention, I don't even have an opinion about this slap, even though no one asked us to talk about it. But it was a point to be made. I feel like the point was... Even though we can talk about our own shit, I just was like, I do like talking about pop culture, but I don't have an opinion on this.
Yeah, we also just...
We don't have to talk about it.
Yeah, because we could change the podcast and not talk... I actually do enjoy talking about pop culture online, but it's... I think we just need a break. Who knows? It could be over forever. You're like, you know, in One Direction... did their little break and they said, we're coming back next year. Like, maybe it'll be like that and we just actually won't come back. But for now, unfortunately, the bro show's over, but... I honestly feel bad because I know there's listeners out there who are there. They ride for us and we're so thankful for you guys. And the good thing is we're still doing our channels, obviously. And a lot of the cool stuff from the podcast will now live on our channels.
Oh yeah, for sure. Cause there's so many ideas for the podcast where we just say like, this sounds fun to do. Like, we wanted to get, do a massage on the podcast.
That could be a video.
Yeah, maybe we'll get a massage during a video.
Yeah, and I've actually wanted to... I want to do, like, more podcast vibes on my channel sometimes. And you've said that, too. Like, more, like, raw, uncut podcast energy. So, don't worry, guys. It's still gonna live on. Like, for example, the voicemails. There's so many voicemails we haven't listened to that could be a whole video series on one of our channels.
Yeah. Like, I get the podcast is so intimate because it is, like, you're talking for an hour. But I feel like us doing these... podcast ideas on our channel is better for you guys even at a certain point because it's like more it's like a step
we're stepping it up
it's like a step up than a podcast and just for me personally it makes me feel better if when I'm done doing it I'm like this is good but sometimes when I'm done doing the podcast I'm like was it boring
yeah like but I actually
you guys like it and I'm actually so glad. But yeah, I just sometimes think, like, am I boring in it? And it just, like no, this doesn't have to be deep, guys. Basically, sometimes when we're done filming the pod, I'm just like, I just feel like I was boring. And
yeah.
And it's maybe, like Lucas said, we might do another podcast sometime, but I just feel like it needs to be refined, maybe.
Yeah, I personally am such a fan of podcasts. You actually don't really listen to any that much, right?
Yeah, I actually don't. The thing that I have been, the closest I've got to watching a podcast in the past few months is Steve-O podcast clips.
Oh, his podcast is good.
If there's a good podcast clip, like, you know,
I'm like a podcast stan. Like, I have a handful of podcasts I listen to. So I do love, like, the whole podcast format. And I think eventually I'll return or we'll return together again. Like, or you'll have a podcast. We're definitely coming back, you know?
Maybe. I'm joking. Who knows?
But we just needed... I actually am glad that we're taking this break because I do feel like Jacob kind of touched on earlier with the whole Chris Rock, Will Smith stuff. Obviously, that's all a joke. But I do feel like it is good to just take a break after a few years of not talking unedited for an hour every week, you know?
Something that I realized, though, is that this podcast is basically... It was like... It was a version of like high school because... Basically, at this point, we've been doing it for 4 years.
Three and three quarters.
So basically it was like high school.
Oh, that's fucking crazy. It's like those people senior year who graduate at the semester after Christmas. Other people like that. Yeah, so like we graduated a little early, but that is crazy. We did this for the length of a high school career.
Oh yeah, this okay, in this video description, I'll link it. One of the podcast listeners sent us fave moments from the podcast, and I watched a few clips. These were clips from like the early episode. So I was like, it was like episode 20. And I was like, what was I like back then? And then it was like episode 5. And it seems like a whole different vibe than like this podcast currently. I feel like this podcast has had so many evolutions.
I know. For people who have listened from the beginning, thank you so much. Even if you just joined last month, thank you. But yeah, I feel like we have gone through so many different vibes. Like when it was audio only, Bros Before Hoes, the original. Then we did Lucas and Jacob Hour for a bit. Remember we changed the name to Lucas and Jacob Hour? And we have a different setup. So I feel like it has been like 5 podcasts in one.
And this podcast isn't even on the internet anymore, but Important Stuff with Lucas. But there was like 3 weeks where it was Important Stuff with Lucas and Jacob.
Oh yeah. So this has been like it's like one of those people who has a reality show, but then it gets canceled by the big network and then it goes to the smaller network. It's like they're not on E anymore, now they're on WE TV.
And it keeps getting worse and worse.
And then they keep going to different networks. That's like us. Like we've done so many network changes.
Literally, just in ourselves.
But we need to get deeper into why we're stopping. I think we already touched on it, but like we can't.
Oh yeah. So basically, we've talked about it so many times, like, should we keep doing the podcast? Because the thing about it, I find it so much fun, but it's like, could we be doing these ideas like Buttle?
Yeah, I think that's the main thing. Buttle, we want to focus on our main channels, both of our main channels. If you don't already subscribe. We want to focus on growing those and making better content on those. And also, if we have a good idea for the podcast, like that could go to one of our channels instead. So,
we just
kind of figured we'll take a break or maybe stop forever.
I had something good to say too. What was it? But 100% agreed.
But so we just got to focus on that and who knows?
We did ask you guys on the YouTube community tab to send some best moments from the podcast, so we're going to get into that later, too.
Oh, yes.
We've talked about like doing like a best moments episode at the end of the year, but here it is.
At the end of the podcast.
No. But yeah, when we decided to stop, it was just for like, let's stop doing it. But then after, I was like, I kind of want to stop doing it. I was like, wait, what about the listeners? Because then I realized, like, wait, there's, like, dedicated listeners that listen.
I know.
So then I was, like, feeling bad, and I was like, oh, that sucks. But then I was like, even though it does suck, you guys can still watch our channels. But maybe you hate our channels because we're both fake on our channels. At least I am. I'm joking.
But we're even, we'll have podcast-type content on our channels. I've already said that, but just clarifying it again. So the podcast will kind of live on in different forms.
Let's see if I put anything
in my notes. Energy's not created. I mean, energy's never destroyed or created. I forgot what the quote is. But like the Bro Show podcast energy isn't dying. It's just going to different forms now.
Oh yeah, because when I picture a podcast ending, like I picture anything but this. I either picture people being like, yeah, we had to stop it. Or I picture people saying like something else. But I feel like this ending is so funny.
I know, but again, thank you guys so much for listening all these years. I can't believe we've done it for this many years even. Like, I don't even know what I expected when we first started, but it was just like a for fun thing. And then we ended up actually getting ads. Like, we've been doing advertisements on this bitch.
I know, that's crazy.
So thank you guys for the support. Like, this started out as a hobby and then it turned into like, okay, a little bag.
When you turn your hobby into your hustle. So something that we do have to touch on too is that I told our mom that was happening in the podcast.
Oh my god, what'd she say? I actually was scared to tell like her.
She said that she's mad that she won't get HelloFresh for free anymore.
Oh damn, that is so true. Like our mom has gotten a bunch of, we also got free ButcherBox, which we weren't lying in the ads, so do not come for us. We did try it, but like It goes to like
our
mom. Oh, and
we tried the HelloFresh too, and HelloFresh is good.
Oh, yeah, we tried all that shit. But I'm saying she got like free meat and shit from ButcherBox.
Oh, yeah, because sometimes HelloFresh would send us like full meals and like
I don't
just
have
you
a,
and Matthew.
My
so.
Freezer is already packed. My parents, they have a deep freeze. Like, I feel like I'm not fully, fully an adult until I get a deep freeze. And you guys, I'm hoping to get one in the next couple
our
of
dad
years.
My dad always says, you need to get a deep freeze, Lucas. And then, I know. And then he wants you to buy a whole cow. So then you can stow it for like the end of the world.
I know. Is this
shit.
Just a thing in Nebraska? Or please tell me, guys, is this happening where you're living? In the past couple of years, since everyone thinks the world's ending, everyone's talking about buying a whole cow and shoving it in their deep freeze.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, it's been munchened.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that would be a good idea. I mean, personally for me, I don't want to do it because I don't want to have to like deal with this whole cow in my. I don't even have a deep freeze. And if I did have one, I don't want to fill it with a cow. But that is a good idea to, you know, have food prepared.
When is the world going to end? Because ever since like 2000, I know throughout history people thought the world was going to end. But ever since like 2018, maybe, everyone said the world was going to end. So like,
I guess
when
makes
is it
going to
end?
You know, like the pandemic and all this shit.
But like, when do you think it's going to end?
I feel like we've still got a good, like, 300 years.
Yeah, I actually don't think it's going to end anytime soon.
No, it's like, stay hopeful, guys.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to end anytime soon. Just spread love, positivity. Yeah, but the thing about ending the podcast is that I realized, something that I did realize is that I'm so bad at explaining myself. Because when our mom asked, so why are you stopping? And then I was trying to think of reasons why we're stopping for when we're doing this podcast. And at a certain point, I feel like some things are like kind of unexplainable. Like, I feel like we both got a vibe for let's just say like 2 months even. That like, I feel like we when we're filming, like we just have a vibe like, I don't know, it just isn't it.
Yeah, I feel like it has been brewing for a while. Like, that's a weird thing. Like, we never talked about it until like 2 weeks ago, but it has been brewing for a while. We're like, do we, like, we always are talking like, how should we change the podcast? And I feel like we just don't want to do something if we're not, like, fully proud of it. And obviously, like, the podcast was never anything, like, revolutionary. It's just us talking. But I just feel like I feel like we just need a break or something, you know?
Oh, yeah, to put it plain and simple, like, even though with, like, so when I upload a YouTube video, most of the time I'm like, this is good. But to put it plain and simple, like, I'd want to create a podcast where when I upload it, I'm like, this is good. But it I guess it wasn't doing that recently, at least.
Oh. Yeah, but like I don't know. I feel like.
But at the same time, I feel
like I just keep saying the same thing. We need a break.
But at the same time, like I feel like this podcast was good.
Oh,
I don't think
same.
It's a sucky podcast. I think it had vibes and stuff. But weirdly, like so, once we decided to end it, we asked like we emailed like our podcast. I don't know what you call it.
A network or something.
Yeah. And they said we're gonna stop. No, they said, oh, they're okay with stopping. I didn't know, like, if they would say, like, oh, but we have ads that you had to do.
Oh, yeah,
but
no, they were just down.
Yeah, they were like, oh, we didn't give a shit about you.
They're like, oh, wait, you're still signed to us? Bye.
But we had drama with them. He said, you guys always mean to us.
I'm joking.
They were, like, so nice.
We were actually joking, though. Like, what if we just, like, got so mad at them and, like, exposed them? They literally were so nice saying, like, yeah, oh, my God, like, why did you guys stop? But we're down. Like, that's fine. But, like, imagine if, like, we just fully were like, fuck you guys. Like, you never fucking did anything. It's like, but we gave you so many ads.
Something else me and Lucas wanted to do, and it was, like, mostly a joke, but we still can do it because this isn't a live podcast. But since we're artists, our excuse for doing this was gonna be like, we're doing performative art. Everything we do is a joke. But what I wanted to do for the last episode was, I feel like big celebrities always do this. I've never been a big celebrity, so they're probably not lying. But they, like, whenever they have like a breakdown or something, they're like, I'm gonna expose the industry. So I wanted to do the last episode, and again, like, I'm guessing celebrities actually do expose the industry. Like, you know, there's been bad, like, Britney Spears and shit.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I thought it would be funny us being like, well, I'm going to expose the podcast industry. And then, like, and then I wanted to say, like, yeah, they told us that we had to, like, act like Joe Rogan.
Like, make up all this shit.
I just thought it was so funny, like, saying, like, yeah, like, they said, like, just, yeah, nothing like that happened, but it sounded funny acting like we were forced to do
I know,
stuff.
And then being like, you guys, like, being in a hit podcast, you don't even know. And they're like, boo, we look at your profile. I'm like, they just got 10K views. Like, that's good. Like, that's good. But, like, boo, acted like, we're saying, like, we're part of the biggest podcast that we're going to expose the whole industry. It's like, you weren't even, like, in it.
Yeah, because it's like, you aren't even on the iTunes top 200 page. But we aren't going to do that. I'm actually glad we aren't going to do it. It was a joke anyway, but just because, like, that's, like, not good to make up shit.
I know. It would be kind of fun, though, you know?
Yeah.
Make up so much false info.
I'm trying to get on drama channels. Have one thing to expose? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. Should we get into one of the best moments?
Oh, well, first of all, I do want to say is that thanks, guys, for listening. And like, what this podcast is so cool because because it feels like those like repeated listeners. It's not a thing feels like. I know there is repeated listeners. And with my YouTube videos, I've always wondered like, who's watching this? Because it just is like a YouTube comment. But then there's like people emailing us about this podcast and stuff. And it feels like you guys like actually are watching it. It's this weird thing with YouTube. Sometimes I think like, is it just robots watching this? But with the podcast, it's like those actual people listening and watching.
Oh, yeah. I remember even saying when we did the podcast for a while, like I've never felt like closer to my audience than doing the podcast. Like,
because
with YouTube videos, like Jacob said, it's, I guess, it feels a little bit more impersonal for some reason, I guess, because it's like all edited and curated and like usually like 15 minutes or less. But like, this is just talking for like hours and people are listening for hours and reread all of your guys' emails, and I feel like, yeah, it just is like a whole community, you know?
Yeah, like, this is my first parasocial relationship.
I know, like, I actually feel like I know the bro show community.
I know, for some reason, we're filming this on Monday, and like, I'm actually scared to upload it tomorrow because like,
I know, you're gonna yell that.
I know, like, I don't even know if I'm gonna look at our email or comment.
I know, like, there is a world where like, we return next week because we got bullied by you guys.
What if people like start using like the F slurs and stuff?
Like bullying us into doing it.
Okay, but yeah,
but like if anyone is, because me, like I said, I'm a podcast fan. So if like one of my favorite podcasts did stop, I would be pissed. So like I totally get it. Like if you're mad, it's fine.
Oh yeah. Oh, if like a YouTube channel that I watched, because this is a YouTube channel, I guess, stopped, I'd be like, fuck, that sucks.
I know. Just like, it's like, first of all, you're sad. Then, like, 6 hours later, you're like, I'm fucking mad at them.
Okay, this is...
No, I've been in the meanest DM.
Y'all will always fight anyway. It's like, what have to do
y'all
with anything?
Y'all are fat. I wanted you to quit for a while now. I already know that's going to be the... I already know the top comment on this video is going to be, y'all are fat, and we all wanted you to quit anyway. Please, somebody comment that, and everyone like it, so it is the top comment.
I actually kind of want that, too.
Please, somebody do it now.
I don't want the top comment to be, like, I'm going to really miss the podcast. I want it to be, like, saying, like, oh, yeah, like, you guys are actually, like, so gross and, like, mean.
Ever since y'all shaved their heads, I checked out.
Okay. This episode is sponsored by Chime. No one likes waiting on a paycheck, especially when you've got bills due. Good thing there's Chime. Now you can get your paycheck up to 2 days early with direct deposit. That's up to 2 more days to save, pay bills, and generally just feel good about your money situation. But Chime is more than just getting paid early. It's also an award-winning mobile app, checking account, debit card, and optional savings account.
So what are you waiting for? Hopefully not your paycheck. Get started with Chime today. Applying for a free account takes less than 2 minutes. Get started at chime.com/LucasJacob. That's chime.com/LucasJacob. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank NA. Members FDIC. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer.
Thank you so much again, Chime, for sponsoring this podcast, The Bro Show with Lucas and Jacob.
So yeah, we asked on the community tab for your guys' favorite moments, so we're just going to do a little bit of a reminisce moment, reminisce on the past, and, you know, a little best of bro show moment.
Yeah. It is interesting, like, because, like, yeah, like, this is, like, ending my first relationship. It's like, bye, guys.
I was like, peace out.
But we are ending over text, so we're such good people.
I know, this has the vibe right now of, like, you've been married to someone for 20 years. It all has been happy. Like, you are in love and stuff. And then one day you just decide, like, I'm done. And it's like, why? And there's not really a reason, but you're just like, yeah, I'm just done.
I think you described it perfectly because earlier this week, I told you something like that. I was like, I feel like us ending the podcast is the most random shit ever because last week it was a normal podcast. I feel like if people were going to end a podcast, they should make it obvious and maybe say a couple episodes before, like, we might end the podcast. We aren't really feeling it anymore.
But we're just abrupt.
But yeah, I feel like this podcast does have potential to like cause people trauma because it's like, people are switching their moods all the time.
Know, like
you don't know, they're happy, mad. What's happening in their brain? I'm scared.
The last half a year, you guys weren't into the podcast. It's like, boo, that is just a mean to the viewer.
Oh my gosh. I feel like everyone feels that to a certain extent. Like, what's happening to these people's brains? I'm scared.
Oh, like, nothing's for certain. Everything's changing.
Okay. So what is like, stop the top comments? Yeah. Okay. Oh my gosh, the Halloween podcast where y'all went to a puck at nighttime. It was such slayage. Love the spooky topics plus the matching setup.
That was fun.
I'm pretty sure this is my first time hearing slayage. Is this your first time?
I think so.
I love it though.
I have to say that they mentioned the scary episode for Halloween. That is one of my favorite things about the podcast is like diving into these creepy things that, like, maybe my real life I would have gotten around to, but because of the podcast, actually researching these, like, for example, researching mermaids. Like, obviously, I always knew about mermaids, but, like, researching that, like, there's certain countries around the world where, like, the people fully believe in mermaids, and, like, they have stories of these mermaids coming out of rivers and, like, hypnotizing people. Like, I'm just so thankful I got to learn about all of that through the Bro Show.
Yeah, like, something so valuable the podcast has brought me. It started on my YouTube channel, a comment, but then we brought it to the podcast. Liminal spaces.
Oh, yes.
That's the thing is that that's what is weird about the podcast is that it's stuff I feel like it's stuff that you actually never really talk about. Like, when are you going to talk about mermaids in real life?
I know. And like, have people like, how are you can't really bring that up all the time because people might judge you, but this is like a safe space where we can like live. We can live for an hour like mermaids are real and like research it, and now like, I'm kind of like, now it's just a fact in my mind, like they're real.
Yeah, because if I talk about mermaids to people in real life, like they might think I'm crazy, but like I feel like I can talk about it with you guys and like you guys aren't gonna like say like you guys are crazy.
I know, like we all keep our diagnoses to ourselves, you know?
Yeah. This is actually one of the top comments, and seeing this one actually made me want to quit the pod even more. But I'm just gonna say it. And this is obviously a joke. Whoever commented this, people have said this so many times, and I know most of you guys are joking.
What is it?
when y'all took a quiz on common knowledge. Okay, cool. This is what they said. And like, it's like, this is embarrassing. I felt so bad for laughing, but was genuinely confused on how you didn't know that sushi was from Japan.
There was multiple times in the podcast where that's the funny thing about recording yourself for an hour for 4 years. You say the dumbest shit, or like you have the dumbest takes on things that like you feel in the moment, but like looking back, you'd be like, oh, I don't feel that at all. But like in the conversation, for whatever reason, like you just have the dumbest opinion about things. Or last week, for example, we didn't know what 60 divided by 10 was at first.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, boo, that's six. But like there's been so many moments where you just have fully exposed like most vulnerable parts of ourselves.
Now, if you're a podcaster listening, any size, is this how most podcasts are? Like, because I feel like this podcast genuinely is just a convo. Like, those parts where I'm literally slowing my words, because when I talk to people I really know, I just, like, slow my words because they understand what I'm saying. Like,
oh, my God, yeah.
Like, McDonald's, Big Mac. And there's been clips people you guys sent us. And, like, sometimes I think, like, I'm talking so fucking fast. Like, you guys are confusing. But is this what most podcasts are? Like, if you're a podcaster, do you literally feel like you're just having a convo?
I mean, I guess for one setup like us, but some people have, like, an interview-style podcast where, like, it's all just about recapping this one thing. So, like, it's more, I don't know, like, more on topic.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a funny thing also is I thought, like, maybe I need to take a class on, like, communication. Because, like Jacob said, like, when I'm around my family or, like, really close friends, I feel like I do get into this talking that is so lazy. Like, I'm going to do this and grab movies. Like, I don't pronounce anything at fully.
But the reason why it's acceptable is because when you're around your family or friends or close people, like, it's just this thing where, like, the vibes are so good that, like, people understand what you're saying.
Yeah, and everyone just puts in, like, the least effort into what they're saying, because I know it'll be understood.
Yeah, but yeah, that has been one of like the things with the podcast for sure, is that like sometimes I say stuff and I'm like, I sounded so dumb, but I'm like, I'll just keep it in.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that was funny, and obviously you weren't trying to be actually mean.
All right. My favorite thing ever was when you guys talked about the family boat trip.
And this was a while ago.
And you guys started panicking when you went swimming in the lake. I go back and listen to it, and I'm crying laughing every time. If anyone wants to know which one it's from, it's called Our Public Emotional Breakdowns. Oh, my God. Yes, that's...
I think this is when we filmed it, like, from separate locations.
Yeah, I don't know. It was me and Jacob recounting our experience at our family vacation at some river. And we jumped off the boat to swim, as you do when you're at the river or lake. And then the current was so bad, it took us away from the boat. And our family, being the assholes they were, thought we were joking. And we were saying, hey, come pick us up, like, the current. We literally can't swim to you guys because of the current. And they kept saying, oh my God, they're so annoying. Like, why are you all the way over there? Like, as we kept getting farther away, they were like, this is so annoying. Like, we're not going to come get you guys. We already put the anchor down. But then got to the point of, like, we were scream crying. And, like, I think we pretended to cry so they would take it seriously. And then when we got on the boat, like, we were so revved up with adrenaline that we yelled at our whole family.
Yeah, and looking back, it is just embarrassing.
I know, like, we got onto the boat and we're like, you have such fucking assholes. Like, I remember looking at my brother-in-law, and, like, he was looking at me yelling, and he was just like, what is going on? He's like, they were all so confused because they were like, we're having good vibes. And I'm like, you guys are so mad.
Yeah, I guess it was a learning experience because even though I was actually scared and once I started fake crying, it kind of started turning into real crying. It was just so, but looking back, it's funny, but oh, it was just so awkward.
Sometimes you do just have to let out your anger and just yell at people, you know?
But also,
and the good thing about us is, like, the good thing about the situation was we weren't singling any. There was probably about 10 people on the boat. No one got singled out. It was a yelling to everybody.
Oh, no. I don't think I was directing at anyone specific. I was just saying the whole boat, like,
you guys are
assholes, and, like, you guys don't care about anyone but
I know, I'm saying, like, we could have literally died. Like, you guys are the most fucking selfish people.
But yeah, if you're listening and you're on that boat trip, I'm sorry.
All right, we apologize. Like, I don't think family. We ever said sorry, but, like, oh, didn't the best thing about the situation, which we mentioned in that episode, was we didn't have to say sorry because somebody else in our family had a bigger freak out, so it overshadowed our freak out.
Oh, yeah.
That is the best when that happens. If you have a bad moment and then somebody does something even worse, it's like, thank God, because no one will ever, we got overshadowed, you know?
Our drama, if it was a TV show, our drama would just be so minuscule now.
No, like, we'd have gotten, like, yeah, we'd be like a B storyline for sure.
When you were telling that story, though, you mentioned how no one believed us at first. So I think I need to stop joking around because a few weeks ago, I got in this minor accident. And then I was people in my family were calling me and I said, oh, they asked about something and I said, oh, I got in an accident today. And our mom and our sister, and maybe even you, I don't know if you did at first actually, but they thought I just was joking. And they said, you're just joking, admit it.
Oh,
and
yeah. I was like, no, I actually got in a car accident. That's what is annoying. Because I feel like that too, even like not even with your car wreck, like they literally thought you were joking when you got into that fender bender.
Yeah.
But like even in other situations, if I tell people like something that happened, I'm like, oh, did you hear about this in the news? People will be like, stop fucking lying. Like, oh, I get it. It's a joke. Ha ha. And then I'm like, no, like that. I'm actually not kidding. So it's like, maybe yeah. I should just honestly be the most serious person. Like, no more silly goof vibes.
But
I might just be a serious person. Like, no jokes.
I love being a clown, but then it catches up to you.
I know. Like, people view you as like, it's like the clown job's over. Okay, I'm actually just talking about like the news right now. Oh, I think I'm making up shit.
It turns into like a clown. Like, it's actually true, guys. You have to take it as fact. You create your own personality because I'm known as a clown. And I didn't ever decide I'm going to brand myself to the people closest in my life as a clown. But now I've branded myself. Literally, everything in life is branding. And, like, now I've branded myself to people that I actually know in real life as a clown. And now they think of me as a clown.
And that's even, like, with our you guys, like, the audience. Like, when we shaved our heads, I remember there was, like, we shaved our heads. People were like, LOL, like, this is funny. And then 3 weeks later, when I was still bald, people commented, like, wait, your head's actually shaved? They're like, oh, I thought this was all a joke. And then, like, they're just like, wait, like, so you actually shaved your head. Like, they're like, we thought it was all this, like, a comedy thing. Like, you actually shaved your head.
Yeah, people thought it wasn't real at first. But then I accidentally branded myself as a poop person on this podcast.
Oh, we actually got through that stage. There was a stage in this podcast where we were known as the poop podcast.
Yeah, and
somehow we only talked about poop for like 2 months.
Have you got branded as anything for this podcast?
Let me think.
What I mean is just literally one person commented this and it got 10 likes. That's what I mean. Has anyone said? I'm trying to think if I've seen anything.
Of like what I was like branded as in the podcast. Well, somebody did say they like it whenever I mispronounced things. Maybe I was known as like, this is the dumbass. Because I'd always mispronounce things. And like
Epitone, is that one?
Oh, yeah, epitome. And I said, because I remember you said epitome and me trying to be the smartest, like, it's epitome. And they'd be like, it's epitome. But like, yeah, anyway.
Epitome.
I can't remember what episode it was, but you guys were talking about Lindsay Lohan trying to save children from a homeless family. Oh, I actually remember that.
The first
episode. That was like literally like the fourth episode back when the Lindsay Lohan thing happened where she kidnapped someone from a family. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was a homeless. She thought they were homeless or they might have just been out for dinner, but in her mind, she thought they were homeless.
And she thought she was doing good.
Yeah, which I understand why the family got mad. And I think they ended up beating her up because she was literally trying to steal their children. But I am on Lindsay's side. I'm on both sides, but like mostly Lindsay because she released the rumors.
This podcast is a Lindsay podcast, which I completely forgot. I think
that's in the description.
Yeah, if you go to like Apple Podcasts or like Spotify, I think it literally says we talk about important topics from Lindsay Lohan to whatever the fuck else.
Do you remember this one? When Jacob made that horrible noise at the beginning of a podcast to scare Lucas? I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either. I did see this comment though.
When you guys were talking about suitcases and couldn't stop laughing and started cry laughing.
This was at the very end of a podcast and it was just so funny how, we used to put, our like clothing in laundry baskets, but there was something funny about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it
was
something.
What was funny about
We were talking about, yeah, when we travel, we put in suitcases. I don't know. I can't really explain it.
No,
but it was something like we thought it was so funny how our family, our family has money, but why do we act like we didn't? Because we'd carry on these beat up suitcases all the time. Because I swear, like when our family would go on vacations in the airport, like people are dragging around suitcases without wheels, and it's like, just get a new one at Walmart. Like people, the cloth ass suitcases, the zippers are like safety pinned together and all this shit.
I was using one of those like a few months ago. That's funny.
Oh, this one's actually recent. Someone said, I kid you not, me and my sister laughed for 10 minutes straight at the thought of y'all thinking. I commented relentlessly because I was so invested in y'all talking about snake oil scams and not the snake oil game. So this Gabby, she messaged on so many podcasts that was saying, do a snake oil episode. So last episode, if you remember, me and Jacob did a whole video, a whole podcast on snake oil scams, but apparently she wanted us to play a snake oil game. I guess there's a card game.
Yeah, so I think in the Jenna and Julian podcast, there's a snake oil card game from Shark Tank or something, and yeah, I read that completely wrong.
I feel like that whole situation explains the podcast in a nutshell. Like, she was commenting for months wanting this one thing, and we thought we gave her, like, the best thing ever, but it was nothing what she wanted, you know?
I think the podcast is
like, that's sort of
miscommunication.
What it is. Yeah, it's like us thinking like we're doing something, but that we aren't, you know?
Yeah.
But then like you guys still enjoy it, even though it's like, yeah, that's not what we wanted, but I still like it.
Well, okay, that's what also, maybe I'm just too much of a hater on myself, but there's been times where I listen to a part of a podcast and I'm like, what are we even talking about? But I honestly find it so fascinating that people are listening. Like, it genuinely.
Somebody else said, all my favorite moments are from when your mom, okay, British, when your mom is on the pod. She takes over and it's her pod and you two are just the guests. I love it.
That's what something she did say. She did say, I guess I'll never be on a podcast again. And then I said back like, oh, like who knows?
But the thing is like, that's what I'm saying. The podcast isn't really dying. I feel like whenever I'm saying stuff like this, I'm like this abusive boyfriend who's like, or this manipulative boyfriend who's like, I'm breaking up with you, but like saying, but we're still in love. It's like, boo, just tell us if it's over or not, you know?
The podcast is over, but I actually get what you're saying. Like, I feel like the podcast vibes, I guess you could say, aren't over.
Yeah, for example, like even if we wanted to do if we were interested in learning about mermaids and shit, on one of our channels, we do a sit-down episode where we dive into mermaids or we have our mom on and she talks about celebrity gossip. Like, all these things, they don't have to die, you know?
Yeah. With that being said, I need to get piss.
Oh,
pee coming out of the pee hole.
That was a nice pee break.
We're back.
So, the next one. This is so random, but I laughed so hard when Jacob was talking about snakes having their own society.
Oh, that is actually, like, even me looking back, that was such a funny moment.
Oh, yeah, because it randomly got mentioned when we weren't doing our podcast, like, wait, what if snakes were in this corner of the yard, like, having schools and like, hospitals?
I know, like, it doesn't even sound like, it doesn't hit right now, but in that moment in the podcast, it does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
In a certain light, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
I really liked when you guys talked about paranormal experiences. I really like talking about paranormal experiences. It was fun.
That could continue on one of our channels again. Ghost stories.
The paranormal boy. The episode where you guys talked about and sung lines from made-up songs. Tell me what's real, tell me what's fake.
Oh, yeah. That's a good thing about the podcast is we did create some bops together as a bro show community. Like, even the first one, like, it feels like Friday on a Tuesday night. We jokingly brought up this song. Somebody made, like, an actual acoustic version that sounded good. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she probably doesn't even listen to the pod anymore because this was, like, 3 years ago, but she made it that. And then also Jacob had one, tell me what's real, tell me what's fake. Put me inside a cage and verbally abuse me. That's the line?
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. Tell me what's real, tell me what's fake. Put me inside a cage and verbally abuse me. That is one, but tell me. Oh, wait, they said tell me what's real, tell me what's fake, but the other one was, I think I literally said it on a previous, like, oh, recently.
Yeah. We used to do just.
We never used to do just.
But then the tell me what's real, and that actually got in the Come and Go by Jacob Crook.
Oh, yeah, hit song.
Yeah, so because of this podcast, Jacob had the confidence to release music.
I know. The entire Ethan and Kayla episode. It's really my comfort episode. I've basically memorized it by now. The story of Jacob and Ethan farting in Kayla's face, then breaking her chair down in the car.
Yeah, it's annoying as fuck.
Oh, yeah. What is annoying assholes?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. It was just a good night looking at Christmas lights. And right when we almost get back to the house, Jacob farts in Kayla's face. And yeah, she got pissed. And then you broke down her chair. I'm so happy Our mom, first of all, why am I, I'm like 28. Why am I in the back of my mom's car? Why do I still have memories of being in the back of my mom's car? Like, boo, grow up. But like, I'm so thankful in her car now, you can't break down the seats.
Oh, when they said she break got a down new the car. Seat, I didn't get what they were talking about.
No, she had this weird ass car. I don't know any other car you can do this where you literally break a seat down. Like, somebody can be simply sitting on a seat, buckled up on a highway, and you can push the seat so it collapses. Like, they get shoved into this little hole.
I've had multiple experiences. But we're in this car, and I purposely break down the seat, and everyone in the car says, "You actually broke it this time." And I feel like we all conjointly actually agree for that moment. I actually broke it. But it's so easy to put back. You just have to, like, slam it. But there's been so many times in that vehicle where I actually thought I broke the car. And then I'm just like, what happened? What?
Oh, yeah. I feel like that car was cursed. First
oh my
of all,
gosh.
It the reason why my mom doesn't have it anymore is because it literally got in a car wreck and got totaled.
No.
Is that a different car?
She got that.
Oh,
one,
yeah. So that wasn't, but everyone was fine, luckily, in the situation. But in that specific car where the seats could break down, like, there's been other bad vibes in that car, too. Like, when I got whipped in the face by an iPhone cord and all that stuff. Like,
oh, yeah,
there's just bad vibes in that car.
I actually like, one of the best things about life is being annoying in a vehicle.
I know, it's like everyone's stuck and there's no way out, and like, people have breakdowns and there's no way to escape.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that you can't really be annoying on a plane because there's people around that you don't
know.
Yeah,
strangers.
But, like, yeah, unless you're bougie enough to buy private.
I think if you're being annoying to someone at a house, at a other place, they can walk away. But a car, like, there's no out.
No, that's why all the bus drama on Real Housewives happens in a
in Sprinter vans.
That's literally why, because you can't leave.
There's no escaping. So, like, the tension just builds and builds. And it even in The Housewives, it always ends with a physical fight.
And personally, I do think, I don't know what the science behind it would be, but there is vibes. And I feel like vibes can be so concentrated that if you're in a small face and, no, in a small space and five out of the six people are mad, but you're the sixth person and you're not mad, you might get mad because the vibes are so concentrated in this little cow.
Yeah.
So then I understand why in Housewives fights always happen.
And I don't care how zen you are. You can have the most Buddha person, like, meditation expert. Being in a sprinter van with six people who are mad, they're going to get triggered too and be involved in the physical altercation.
Yeah.
I don't care how zen you are.
For sure.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yeah, it is.
People don't always realize that physical symptoms like headaches, teeth grinding, and even digestive issues can be indicators of stress. And let's not forget about doom scrolling, sleeping too little, sleeping too much, under-eating, and overeating. I have had times where I have a headache, and I'm like, oh shit, it's because I'm stressed and not taking care of myself. But for real though, stress shows up in all kinds of ways. And in a world that's telling you to do more, sleep less, and grind all the time, here's your little cute reminder to take care of yourself, do less, and maybe try some therapy, honey. I've gone to therapy. I have no shame in it. It's hot, it's cool, and it helped.
Lucas did have bigger lips after going. I'm joking, that's not guaranteed.
Yeah, it's not guaranteed, but I did definitely get hotter.
BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy. Give it a try and see if online therapy can help lower your stress. The Lucas and Jacob Bro Show listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/LucasJacob. That's BetterHelp.com/LucasJacob. That sounded like Bananas by Gwen Stefani. But BetterHelp.com/LucasJacob. Check it out.
Take care of your mental health, babes.
The next one. When Lucas says he wanted hearing aids because the girl on the playground had them. The next part's so funny to me. And then he said they were low-key a vibe.
This is what's scary about the podcast. I do not remember saying hearing aids were a low-key a vibe.
I actually do remember that word, Lee.
I do remember in elementary school, I think it was like first or second grade, I did see a girl, yeah, who had hearing aids, and I thought they were so cool.
No, but low-key a vibe is just so funny. If I heard someone said low-key a vibe, I picture someone that you out, and I just picture someone just so funny, like always doing like, no.
Yeah, like, I grew out of this, thank God. But yeah, I used to like want glasses, braces, like hearing aids. Like,
but now you have it all.
Okay, now I've already had braces and glasses, and probably when I'm older, I'll have hearing aids.
And then they also said, and Jacob's wear duck feet thing about the ghost story episode. From the ghost story episode.
What was that?
Oh yeah, I said.
That thing where you came up with that video idea.
Yeah, and I still need to execute it. By the way, is this how, does stuff happen when you go to sleep? For the first moments that you go to sleep, or if you wake up in the middle of the night, for the first moments that you go to sleep, you like have this dream where you have to shake and then you actually go back to sleep.
Yeah, that's
happened. Last night I had a weird one. I remember going to sleep and like 5 minutes into sleeping, I had this dream where I was walking through a parking lot and almost got hit by a car. And then I woke up from the dream because I was like running. But those dreams only happen in the first 10 minutes of sleeping. It's so interesting.
We've talked about this before. Isn't it like the falling dreams kind of?
Oh yeah, but for the, did I say that, do those happen in the beginning though?
Those always do for me. Like it's even like if I'm just on a street and I fall in a dream, like it'll feel like such a big fall and you'll wake up.
And it's so weird because it seems so vivid. Those dreams actually, I think, are us going into the alternate dimension.
For sure.
One thing that always made me laugh is when y'all had your mom on and she didn't look at the people in the car beside her at the stoplight because she was scared they would shoot her.
Oh, yeah. I'm thankful for the podcast. I'm like, we learned stuff about mom we didn't know. Like, she told us that every time she's at a stoplight, I'm sure she was exaggerating, but she said every time she's at a stoplight, she's always thinking the people next to her are going to shoot her. I didn't know our mom lives in constant fear of being shot in her car, you know?
But I feel like it's one of those things where, why is that thing where when you're driving, you don't, at least I don't purposely look at the people next to me, because I feel like it's, for some reason, they think it's aggressive if they look at me. Like,
I know, it's a weird thing.
I view it as like, as a thing, so if I look at the person next to me, I view it as they would think, oh, he's trying to like stout something with me. I can tell.
Oh, yeah.
But why?
Also, like in my mom's defense, I feel like we all have like these weird thoughts sometimes where like if you told it to someone, they'd be like, oh my gosh, like you're always in fear. You need help. But it's like, oh, it's such a small thought in the back of my mind. You know, like even whenever I'm on a plane, like I always do have this isn't a thing the whole plane ride I'm thinking this, but I always do think like, what if I bust open the door and had to get strapped to the seat, you know?
Oh, like, okay, with these weird thoughts, isn't there this other thing? Well, okay. I could know someone so well, but let's say we don't really like ever talk for like 40 minutes straight. We need to talk about this situation. When you talk to someone for 40 minutes straight, I feel like if you're talking to someone for that long, at a certain point, you aren't even thinking about what you're saying. And sometimes things you say, you didn't even kind of realize that you thought, but you did think them.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So that's kind of with the podcast. Like sometimes I say things and I'm like, I didn't even know I thought that before. Then I was like, I did because I said it during
that's
a podcast.
That's probably why like therapy is so valuable.
Because you talk for so long.
Yeah,
because
you're talking about stuff so long that you actually do realize stuff. Because in your real life, unless you're like, even with journaling, like you get to decide when you stop journaling. So you like could kind of stop. But like in a room with someone where like, you have to like face all this shit. Not that like we face anything deep, yeah. But like I'm saying like that's probably why therapy.
And then wait, this is a whole thing. You explained it good. And then also there's this thing where like once you get 20 minutes into a conversation, I feel like these gates are lifted. And not even joking. Like there's these gates that are lifted and like it's just like, okay, like this is just a convo. Like we aren't trying to like be like, we aren't trying to like, oh, like if you're talking to someone for a long time, it does turn into this thing where. So that's what I'm saying about the reason why I mentioned it, because I feel like maybe our mom like never thought about it like actually, but then when she said it, she was like, that is what I thought.
Oh yeah.
You get what I mean? Another person said the aliens and mermaids episode.
Oh yeah, that was a,
they should nominate that for a Grammy.
I know, that was like a fan favorite.
Oh, this one's a good one. The girl who hates her grandma was always a classic.
Oh, I don't even fully remember this story, but there was two. There was two times where people sent in vivid, vivid stories of them just hating their grandmas. I didn't know people hated their grandparents so much, but it sounds like from the gist of what we got, these grandmas are annoying as fuck.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know this was really a thing, but the way that these people explained it, it actually did sound like whenever you were hanging around your grandparents, like they were just nitpicking everything.
Yeah. I know, like that made me so thankful for our grandparents. They are all lovely gems, but you know, you always think of old people and you think they're the nicest people ever, a nice old lady. Some of them, according to our listeners' experiences, toxic.
And you would think, because I've heard people say this when they're like 50, they say, trust me, guys. Once you get older, life gets better because, like, you just care way less about middle school stuff.
Yeah.
But then, I feel like I just messed up minuscule. But then, these people, like, do care about little things.
I know.
So it's interesting. When you pretended to be grossed out by WAP. And when Lucas kept asking Jacob what's the significance of someone named Santa Claus dying at, and he just didn't get it. Okay, so the Santa Claus one, I don't remember that. So it's kind of annoying that I even brought it up, but when we pretend to be grossed out by WAP, that was a moment.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, WAP. It's just, like, kind of gross to me still. It's WAP. Like, your vagina should be dry.
Wet-ass pussy.
I'm joking. It's pussy. Not
pussy. I always wanted to say that into the microphone.
I have a belief, by the way. I'm just going to say it. I think people should be able to make music about whatever they want. So if someone wants to make music about... I mean, there is exceptions to this, but if someone wants to make music about their, like, dick swinging from left to right, I think they should. And, like, if it reaches it to the radio, then just don't turn off the radio. But I think if songs like that get big, it should be a thing.
Yeah. It's all the whole puff. The whole entire thing
it's
is one
fake
big.
Fake anyway.
It's one big performance. WAP comes out. Obviously, Cardi B knew exactly what she was doing. Let's make a really sensational video. The fans love it. And then, like, a handful of people get triggered by it, actually. And then everybody else blows up their reactions to say, everyone's triggered. And it's this whole, performance then where all the fans get mad at them. And, like, it's just this whole thing that, like, I do have to admit, it's fun when it happens. Because, like, it's just a moment for everyone. Like, Cardi B gets to enjoy it. These other people get triggered, which, like, they also probably enjoy. Like, it's just a win-win for everyone.
It, like, all is just, like, a week full of, like, fake chaos. That's what
I
it
know,
is.
Because
I swear when I first heard the song, I was like, this is a good... No, actually the first time I heard it, I was like, this is okay, but I ended up liking it. I was like, this is okay, music video is cool. But then you see, like, people over-exaggerating it, saying, the video was disgusting, but no one, but like, I swear there's only like five people that actually think
I'm always confused by that, because like, I guess maybe it's because it reaches such a mass audience, but there's so much disgusting stuff online. Like, isn't there probably the grossest porn videos ever of like somebody being like, let me shove a basketball up my ass. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that exists. Why aren't people getting triggered about that? I guess it is because like, that isn't on the radio, you know? Like, there isn't just on the radio somebody shoving a basketball up their ass, the song. But, like, when that does happen, I'm sure they'll get outraged by that.
I know, because you know in, like, a couple months someone's going to release a song, it's, like, a big person, and it's like, can you shove a basketball up my pussy or ass, pussy or ass, pussy or ass.
I like a guy who can drive a semi into my ass or vag, you know?
And then you know people are going to say, when this song come out, because it is going to come out, you know people are going to say, it's just as disgusting how people want to shove these things up the vagina or ass or whatever. But it's like, it just is all fake, guys.
Like, yeah, it's like,
well, even
it's
if someone did want to shove a basketball up the ass or pussy, like, why do you kill in the first place?
I know, like, if someone wants to shove a semi into their ass, like, first of all, it's not possible. But if they wanted to attempt it and, like, really get all lubed up and ready to try to get a semi up them, like, if that's their prerogative, let them live. Like, and also, like, most likely the song was a hyperbole.
Yeah.
It was all an exaggeration. So just
and
stop.
If the chance it is real, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's like, then if you look at Matt at Cardi B saying, if your pussy's that wet, like, you need to see a doctor. It's like, first of all, as far as I know, vaginas get wet when they're aroused. Also, she isn't actually dripping and needs a mop. Like,
yeah.
It's called a funny rap lyric.
And you know, like, yeah, with my sweaty hands. If I made a song and it got so big, it was like, I have such sweaty hands, I could finger anyone, finger lubed hands. And then people are like, it's actually gross that your hands are lube. Like, it's like, my hands aren't actually lube, guys.
Yeah.
I'm not, it's Frosty the Snowman.
I maintain my opinion that everyone is, it's all a joke to everyone. Back to when WAP came out.
It is a joke to everyone.
The people who got
fact.
Triggered them on, the people who write these tweets, like these big people on, like, I guess the conservative side or whatever, who are saying this is so horrible and bad, like, they're even in on the joke. They think, they just see, okay, this is an opportunity to get triggered, drum up a bunch of, like, I don't know what you'd call, like, drum a bunch of discourse, and, like, it'll get me attention, and it's just something to talk about. It's all just one big thing.
Okay, I'm not saying this is good that this is happening, but this is how it works, guys. And this is actually how it works, and I think I'm right about this. So, let's say Lil Nas X releases a music video for Call Me By Your Name. Uh-huh. He humps on the devil. And let's say there was this Christian person on Twitter that has 2 million followers, and they're, like, a political commentator. They actually find it, like, that's just isn't good, you know?
Yeah.
They might go to hell. But this is what happens, guys. So they actually did think that. But this is when it turns into a whole blizzard of situations. They're going to go to Twitter and say the war shit. They're going to say, this is actually disgusting. We need to stop. Like, no, they're going to stop, think whatever they think, but make it 100 times crazier for the Twitter audience. Which, They have a book to sell, so, like, it makes sense.
Yeah, and it's been going on for this since, like, forever. Like, it's Madonna not only did it. Like,
yeah,
I'm sure even before, like, recorded history, like, in some village somewhere, like, probably some artist pushed the boundaries in order to get attention. You know,
I watched Tooth or Dare by Madonna, and, like, she had a show in Canada, I think, and the police said, like, you have to cancel the show, but she still did it, and nothing happened.
Oh, it shows everything's fake.
But the police literally came to her before the show and said, if you do the show, you're going to jail after. But if I remember right, she didn't even go to jail.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of interesting.
And even if she did go to jail, it would have been like a vibe.
Yeah, it wouldn't just been like, go to jail for 2 hours.
Yeah, it's kind of like chic. You know, she's like, they locked me up because I'm, like, so hot, you know?
Yeah.
So hot and sexy.
I ended up saying something really problematic, and Lucas told me that what I said was really bad, so we're going to cut it out.
Yeah, sorry. Even though the clip didn't, even though you haven't heard the clip, like, I'm still just sorry it was ever even on the recording. It was really bad.
Horrible. If you heard it, you'd want to call the authorities.
Let's just cut this part out, actually. Okay. I've only discovered the podcast. Oh, I've only recently discovered the podcast, but I enjoy every episode. I really liked when you guys talked with your mom or the episode with your sister. That sucks that you only recently discovered it because we're ending it. But
well, you have a whole back catalog, honey.
Oh, but yeah.
Should we tell them now? In 5 days, we're deleting every episode.
No, I think we have to. So we're doing ads in this episode, so I think I should be up for a little bit. But then after that, we're doing it all and, like, doing everything.
The plan as of now is keep it all up, you know?
until I watch an episode and get embarrassed of it.
I know, until someone sends me one clip from 3 years ago where I say something kind of problematic. Like,
oh, yeah, like, it's like, let's say someone comes to the clip and I say, yeah, I was at McDonald's and, like, the ice cream machine wasn't working. But previously, 2 days earlier, I saw the McDonald's ice cream machines are shut down because of human trafficking. And then I'm like, oh, I saw my ice cream machines. Let's see
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. But no, I actually kind of want to just keep it all up, you know, as a little time capsule. Yeah. Like, who knows? Like, I could see a world where, like, 50 years from now, like, this is iconic.
Yeah.
Like, 50, like no one watches it for the next 50 years. Then 50 years from now, somebody on, like, the new TikTok of 50 years says, you guys, this podcast with these two, like, bald people, like, from, like, 50 years ago or whatever is kind of
ugly,
cute.
Like, these, like, two ugly fat bald people yeah, had like, a podcast.
These, like, two, like, fat people had a podcast back then, and, like, it was fun. And, like, we become low-key a vibe in 50 years, you know?
That's the thing is that... The
reason ahead of our time.
The reason why we're ending it is because, like, because I feel like we're, like, giving too much to the world. Yeah, like, it's like, too iconic.
We know, like, it's ahead of its time, and, like, in 2060, it's going to be, like, the rage.
And, like, I know I'm not on TMZ. Like, this podcast isn't being reported on TMZ, but I know, like, it is going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Lucas and Jacob start the podcast again. Who knows? That could happen.
You never know, but...
It probably will.
Do we have more, or should we wrap
Let's
it?
Let's read one more. I'll just go to a random one. Okay. I'm going to stop at the top comments, just go to a random one. You guys gave like 200 comments. Thanks. Okay, first of all, Alva Molly episodes.
People love Mom.
She should have started her own podcast and it would do triple as good as this.
I know, she honestly should.
The last episode with Ali. I don't know, but it's because I was high as hell. And she said something about, no. this is what they said. I guess Ali said something about... No, we're living in a parallel universe. And then they said, and I died. She was probably joking or like we were talking about conspiracy.
I just love that though, like Allie coming on the podcast and like she says something that like somebody in like Virginia is so fucking high listening to and they just bust out laughing. Like, that is just so funny.
I know that is so funny. Like, yeah, that is so fucking funny to think about.
But thank you guys for sending in all of those. And again, honestly, I'm not even saying this as like a cringy, like, thank you so much. Like, thank you guys so much for being a part of the Bro Show community. It's going to live on our channels. Yeah. And this is a good idea. If there's any parts of the podcast where you're like, this can't die, like, for example, voicemails or I don't know, some other thing you think of, let us know and we'll consider. We'll be like, oh, we should bring that on one of our channels maybe.
Yeah. And... We're actually toning all the episodes. The reason why we do have to delete it is we're toning all the episodes into NFTs.
Oh, yeah.
So they're all going to get deleted, and one person is going to buy each episode for starting the price at $500 an episode.
Yeah, we're both going to be NFT people now.
NFTs!
So imagine, like, we stopped this podcast and we're starting a crypto podcast.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I've got so much into finance the last few years.
Yeah, the scary thing about, like, Fidelity, life is, though, is, like, right now I'm joking, like, we're going to start a crypto podcast. But I can see in, like, 2 years, like, I changed my whole personality to, like, be a crypto person.
Your
I'm, like,
YouTube channel, like, yeah. Why crypto is good thing to invest in 2023.
I know, I'm just, like, I am invested in crypto, but, like, it's not my whole personality right now, but I could see a future where it is.
Yeah, that is interesting about life is that, like, something just... becomes part of your personality. Like, I think you wouldn't notice it, but it happens gradually and you don't realize it, but now it's part of your personality.
It's almost scary. Like, you start a hobby and little do you know, like, that's gonna be your whole personality in 3 years.
I know. It's like, actually kind of interesting.
Every day that could happen. Like, you might be planting the seeds for a new entire personality trait that totally overshadows your whole entire persona.
My whole thing with the podcast is at the end that I'm gonna say to everyone, this is the end, guys. We mumble, guys, to brand yourself. So, like, when you add the... No, do not brand yourself, like, try to sell yourself. What I'm trying to say is that we know that everyone puts a little brand on you.
Oh, yes.
So, like, you better make sure it's a good brand. I'm joking. That's, like, anxiety-ridden. But, yeah, honestly, like Lucas said, thanks, guys, for listening and supporting. Like, when people always said that, I was like, wait, like, what? But because I haven't ever done live shows or, like, stand-up or anything.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm like, wait, but who actually watches? But I feel like there is a connection because, like, you guys actually emailed us on voicemail. So, it's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
And thanks for listening.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this ramble.
Yeah. NFTs.
We love you guys.
Bye.
Stay strong. Stay safe. And keep on keeping on.
And you know what? You're ahead of your time for listening.
Oh, yeah. In 50 years when this goes viral or whatever, I'm like,
I listen to it!
You'd be like, back then, like, you tell your little grandkids, like, you little dumbass bitches, like, you guys think you're all so fucking cool being a 21 or whatever the fuck. Like, back when I was that age, I listened to the podcast first. You guys are a bunch of fucking posers. Like,
yeah.
Like, literally, like, get so triggered. All right.
Bye. Thanks for listening. Love ya.
Bye.
The actual reason why we're quitting is because we're both starting music careers and it's cringy if you have a podcast.
Yep.
Bye.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.